Okay, we are back.
You're listening to Talk Floor.
I'm Dave Foster. John Simonson is on the line with us this morning, the president of Flooring Web Solutions. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm well, and I should say John is our digital marketing website expert. And it seems to me that a lot of retailers are missing opportunities when it comes to the internet. And one of those things are promotions. Promotions seem to work very well, and promotions not necessarily linked with a manufacturer or a supplier, just promotions that retailers come up with on their own. Is that a good idea for a retailer?
Yeah, and as we've discussed in the past, yes, absolutely. You want to separate yourself from your competitors, and one of the ways you do it is come up with your own promotions. And a lot of dealers, when I talk to them, said, well, the manufacturers don't have any promotions. Today, that's true. Most flooring manufacturers don't have promotions that they're doing on the web or in the stores. So that doesn't mean the store can't do their own promotions. And the whole idea behind the promotion is to build your brand, to get the customer who's landing on your website engaged, and to drive them to the store. You don't have to give all the details online, but you definitely want to give them something that's a hook to get them to the store. And that's the whole idea behind the promotion. You're not going to sit there and show them the samples, touch and feel, and go through all that and expect somebody, especially on mobile, that isn't going to happen. But at least when they say, oh, they're looking around, who am I going to go see? What store am I going to go see? And they see you have a promotion, you have something going on, there's a better chance you're going to get that person engaged and get them to your store versus the one who just, oh, here's our brochure website and here's our products, here you go, and they don't do anything. So I am a firm believer in promotions, and from tracking them in the past, through Google Analytics and working with the stores, they work, and they work very well when done right.
So people like the idea of getting a deal, and I suspect that's what the promotion is all about. Hey, I'm going to buy floor covering from somebody. I might as well do it from somebody who has this special promotion and perhaps a special price along with it.
Well, I think, when you think of our wives and women, and especially our wives, one of the things they do all the time, well, I bought it because it was on sale. I went there because it's got a sale. They had a deal. So I stopped there, and that's so inherent today with us, with all the markets, car sales, or buy this for $19.95, and during this cable promotion, we'll give you two for $19.95, plus we'll give you this, call now.
Yeah.
But you constantly see you're bombarded with sales all the time. The big boxes are constantly doing sales. You got the Memorial Day grill sale, and you have the Memorial Day whatever sale, and you got this sale and that sale, the Mother's Day sale, and a tremendous amount of Mother's Day sales going on. So, all those are used to incentivize that customer to try to get them to the store. But in the flooring dealers, it's like pulling teeth to get them to create their own sale, and I think it's a real mistake that they don't create sales. Do it with installed products because, normally installed products, you have more money to play with, but it doesn't have to be huge, but it could be, here's our best of best carpet sale, which I've done in the past. Not naming brands, it's getting them to the store, best of the best carpet. And then when you get them to the store, then convey the same message in the store, and that's where I like signage for the stores.
Following up on the signage idea, it seems like a lot of, at least what I'm told, a lot of salespeople don't seem to be aware of the promotions that a retailer does, and they don't seem to be aware of the website and what the content on the website is. Are you seeing that as well?
Absolutely. I've seen that a lot. And I have store owners tell me, we can't get our salespeople to participate, or we can't get them this. And there used to be where, the fiber manufacturers, carpet manufacturers had all these spiffs for the salespeople to incentivize them,
Yeah.
They'd have to keep track of it, and the end of the year they could get their spiff money or whatever, redeem awards, performance. But at the same time, when there are a lot of promotions, and so often today, the salespeople in the store are not connected to that website. They're not, you know, they don't know what's going on the website, or the owner doesn't convey it to them. And it's a marketing tool. The website is a marketing tool. So use it wisely and use it as a marketing tool. And how you do that is one of the ways is through sales. But you want to mirror what you're doing online, offline. And the way I've come up with that I'm doing with some stores is where we actually create the online sale. We create the online graphics for the sale. And then see our store for details and everything. And then when you walk in the store, we've created window banners and we've created signage that goes on the on their salespeople's desks or, you know, on the counter, if you got a welcome counter or whatever, and you have ask us about this such and such sale. And it forces the salesperson to be engaged with the customer, and you know the customer sees this and is going to ask, hey, what about this? So it really ties what they saw on the web. They walk in, oh, yeah, ask us about this, and then they see it in the store. And the salesperson now has got something to talk about to really start, you know, getting that consumer engaged and in the store and having a sale that, because it's their own sale, that's only a sale is there. It can't be shopped.
Yeah, interesting.
It's not like a manufacturer sale, Mohawk sale, $500 up to $500 off. Every store's got it. Big deal. Here is our own, you know, store sales. And you look at Home Depot, you look at Lowe's, you look at the big boxes, they're constantly doing sales that are not manufacturer-driven. They may have manufacturers contributing in it, but it's the Home Depot sale, or it's the Lowe's sale, it's the Menards sale, I mean, on and on, where they're doing their own sales all the time to try to drive that customer in the store and get them to buy their products.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series that features John Simonson, the president of Flooring Web Solutions. We'll air the second part of this conversation on Thursday. This is Talk Floor TV.